Feedback. Someday. I'm a recent convert to the church, and I received my first issue of the New Era today. This magazine is so interesting that I even read it all today. I especially like the article, The Turnaround, April 1998, about the two girls who helped their friends join the church. I hope that someday I'll be able to see one of my friends get baptized. Thank you so much for making a magazine like The New Era. I look forward to receiving it each month. Sylvia Arizari, La Vista Piedras, Puerto Rico. A question. I would like to thank you for printing What If, August 1995. A couple of months ago, I kept asking myself that question. Then I started cleaning my room one day, and the New Era on the floor opened to that story. I tore it out of the magazine and still have it folded in my scriptures. From Jesse Walker, Dunville, Ontario, Canada. Wants to. I wanted to write and thank you for your article, Hey, That's Me, in the June 1998 New Era. My self-esteem was very low when I entered high school. It's hard to love yourself and be a friend to yourself when you don't see anything that's worthwhile. But I've decided to keep on trying because of that article. I want to love myself. Name withheld, Provo, Utah. Always talking about. I have received the New Era for the past 3 years. I love the stories, Q&A, and Mormonisms. I started in Young Women last year, and we always talk about and discuss New Era stories in class. Please keep up the good work and your wonderful stories. Young people need something to look to. From Ashley Swindle, De Leon, Texas. Missionary Tool. I found your May 1998 article, Are Mormons Christians, very helpful. I live in an area where there are very few Latter-day Saints, and many times I have been asked that same question. When I read the article, I immediately sent out copies to some of my friends. The article gave them a much better understanding of our gospel. Thank you for such a great missionary tool. From Adam John Parsons, Marysville, Ohio. Incredibly thankful. I have just finished reading the May 1998 edition of The New Era. In feedback, there was a letter from a member thanking you for publishing It's Not Just Alex, June 1997. I am not a member of the church, but would be so grateful if I were. My parents will not allow me to be baptized until I move out. Odd as it may seem, I am incredibly thankful to have been put with my family on this earth. Without the struggles I have faced, I would not have gained the understanding and testimony that I have today. I know that with a pure love of Christ and pure intent to follow His teachings and principles, we can endure anything that may challenge us. I would like to thank you immensely for this incredible publication. It has helped me in more ways than imaginable. Name withheld, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Note, the New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to Feedback, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or you may email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of feedback.